Okay, today's Daf Mem Dalet. We're on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. 5 lines from the bottom. Kitanoi. We just said that there were no public. Nobody was punished for Nistaros until the Bnei Israel crossed the Yarden. That means no Jewish people were punished for the private sins of other Jewish people until we came to the Yarden. Why? Because once we came to the Yarden, there was a concept of Arvos. So it could be that A could be punished for the sins of B because they're connected to each other. But before that, that's not true. Now, Kitanai. It's a Machlokas Tanayim. Because it says like this. Hanistaros L'Hashem Elokeinu. The hidden ones are for Hashem. The Haniglos, but the revealed ones, the open ones, open sins means, Lanu Ulavaneinu Ad Olam. So the Pasuk Mizmashma, that you're never going to be responsible for someone else's Averis. Never. Right? But there are dots on some of the words in the Pasuk. Lama nakid al lanu ulvanenu val ayin sheba ad. Why are there dots on the lanu and the levanenu and the ayin of the word ad? Malamed. Right? There are dots on top of those letters in the Torah. Malamed. Shlo anash al nistaros. That they were not punished for any nistaros. Aj of Yisrael to Yarden, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Once, says of Yehuda, once they came into Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk seems to imply that they're never going to be punished for someone else's private sins. The dots come and say, not so fast. You will. Okay? Now, if you want to learn, see how that happens, we can look at the Rashi of Bahanaglos Lanu. You see the Rashi of Bahanaglos Lanu? It's a very long Rashi. It's the last Rashi, but when the lines are still skinny. It's like, I don't know, 10 lines up from where we are. Yeah. So it says like this. The shackles are hanging on everybody. What does that mean? V'i lav nekuda, if not for those dots, havamina, kach yamid l'olam. This is how the world works. Ba saha nekuda, the dots come. Lidrosh, de'ein mi dezu noheges lepotru min anastaros. That's not the way the world, that's not how Jews work. Right? The dots come to tell you that, no, you're not going to be punished for someone else's chatoim. Ella adja avris yadid. Until they cross the yadid. V'hayalo linkod es anakuda hazos al Hashem alokeinu. The dots should have been on the words of Hashem. L'lamed shalo ad olam hein l'Hashem alokeinu. That, in other words, Hashem is saying it's not forever. Even though the Pasuk says forever, Hashem is minimizing that. But Rashi says, "Avolav orach arad l'nukod es Hashem." It's not proper to put the dots on Hashem's name. V'nukod al lanu ulvanenu lomar she'en kan m'komu mamash. It's not really here. Avol elo l'mayla min aniglos nami niten lidrosh kach and astar Hashem l'kenu lanu ulvanenu she'af anu nenshim. Okay. Okay. Rashi goes on, gets more complicated, but the point is the point. That the dots change what the Pasuk seems to imply, and we will be punished for the sins of other people, even private sins, but only once we come into the Arden. Okay? No, nothing to do with that. No, nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that at Arvos Moav, the Bnei Yisrael were forced to accept the concept of Arvos. I'm responsible for you. So I'm responsible for you, I can be punished for you. Till then, there's no such concept. Right? Now, we think of Arvus, I can make Kiddush for you. That's one ass angle of it. That's one aspect. I can make Kiddush to you. Right? Why am I making Kiddush? I make Kiddush already. I don't want to make Kiddush for you. Why? Because if it is Arvus, we're all connected. So that's the positive thing. Here's the negative thing. Yeah, my positives are much better. Amalei Rav Nechemia. So Nechemia says, what are you talking about? V'chi onash al nastaros l'olam? Well, look for never. Ad olam. It says forever. It's never going to happen. Ella, no. Kishim shelo onash al nistaros. Just like there's never punishments for nistaros, kach so too lo onash al onshin shebegaloi. So too, there's no onshim on onish shebegaloi aj of Yisrael the Yarden until they cross the Yarden. In other words, even open averus, there will be no arvus. See, it's limited arvus. Open averus. Only by open Averis. Then there's Arvus. But by secret Averis, there's no Arvus. Why? That's what the Pasuk says. Ella, if that's true, Achan, my time, Ianesh. So then by Achan, why were other people punished? Why were other Klai Yisrael people punished? According to this, it was a private sin. There's no arvus for private sins, even after they crossed the Yarden. So why were they punished? So the Gemara says, "Mishum dehaviyad debe ishtu banav," because his wife and kids knew. So it wasn't so private. Okay? Next. Chata Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Abba bar Zavda. Afa pishe chata Yisrael. Even though Klal Yisrael sinned. Afa pishe chata Yisrael hu. Still called Yisrael. Right? Amar Rabbi Abba hanad arminchi. That's what people say. Asa dekai b'nei chilpi. If the hadasim are stuck in between the other branches. Asa shmei. It's still called an asa. The asa karule. And we still, it's asa shmei. It still has the name of a hadasim. The asa karule. And it's still called an asa. In other words, no matter how soiled you are, you're still special, you're still a Jew. Right? You're still Klal Yisrael. So even though they sin, it's terrible of Eira, they're still called Yisrael. V'gam avruetz habrisi asher tzivisi otam, gam lachu menacherim, v'gam gonvu, gam kikshu, gam shemo, b'kleihem. It's all the pasuk in Yehoshua there. Amrav ilim yishom rabbi hudabar masparta, v'lamed she'ovar ochon al chamisha chumshe Torah. He was over on the chamisha chumshe Torah, shenemar chamisha gam. It says five gams, who's over on the Chamisha Chumshe Torah. A little harsh. We're going to say that, what? Each gam is alluding to another sefer of the Torah.
I know, but he only stole...
All he did was steal something. They're going to say he did everything. But the truth is that the Yad Ramah has a different pshat. He wasn't over on the entire Torah. He didn't violate every single thing in the Torah. Although, we're going to say that in a minute that he did. But the Yad Ramah has a different pshat. He says like this. He says that the Gemara is going to say in a minute that Achan took away his bris milah. He tried to cover up his bris milah. He tried to do that. He was, that's in Sefer Bereishis, right? Bris milah is in Sefer Bereishis. See, he was over in Aveira from Sefer Bereishis. He then, what Shemos? Because he stole. Exactly, Shemos is easy. V'yikra, it says in V'yikra, kol cherem asher yechram. Right? He did that. He took from the cherem. There was a cherem he took from the cherem. And Bamidbar it says Veheshiv es Hashamo, and he didn't do that. And then in Bamidbar it says Ve'el Kelyecha Lo Sitain, right? About the rules of when you're in war. He didn't look over the whole Torah. He was over one Aveira from each of the books. But then we're going to say, listen to the next Gemara. Achal Moshe Echbar La Sahave. He tried to take away his bris milah. How do you know? K'siv hacha v'gam avru is brisi. K'siv hasim is brisi hafer. Right? So to make it like a comparison. So Gemara says pshita. It's pashat he was trying to... What kind of pshita is this? It's pashat he tried to take away his bris milah. Why is that pashat? Because he... What's it called? If he violated the whole Torah, so of course he took away his bris milah. That's the pshita. We just said he violated the whole Torah. Chamisha chamshi Torah. So, by the way, he also tried to undo his bris milah. That's pshita. What? So he violated everything in the Torah?
Not the physical part of the bris.
Oh, ma'adatein, I would have thought, mitzvah begufa lo pakar. He didn't try to be an ochre, mitzvah of his guf, kabash mono, even that he tried to do. So Gemara says, v'chi asan avala b'Yisrael, right? That's also about over there in Yehoshua. Amr v'abba barzavda, malamech abal acha na'amurasa. He had relations with a na'amurasa. He was an engaged girl, to marry someone else, and Achan took, you read the Pesukim, all he did was steal. Now he didn't steal, he took from the ban. Yeshua made, what the Gemara is going to say, Yeshua made that ban by himself. Who gave him the, he just made up a ban. Okay, so Yeshua, he violated the ban, that's all he did. He violated the ban. Now that he was violated the whole Torah, he tried to take away his bris milah, he had relations with an engaged girl, right? Again, play on the words. K'siv hacha v'chi asa nevala, k'siv hasam ki asa nevala b'Yisrael. So again, pshita, it's pasha that he did that. Right, we said he violated the whole Torah. So the Gemara says, "Ma'atim, I would think kuli hai lo pakar." No, that bad, lo pakar nashi. That bad. All right, he wasn't a good guy. But he violated. He had relations with an engaged girl, with a married girl. Kamashulon, yeah, even that he did. Ravina Amar, no. Ravina says, "Let's not get so excited. Let's not trash Achan so much." Dine kidayim rasa de beskila. What it means is he was judged the way an ayam rasa is judged. With skila, that's all it means. He didn't do all these things, okay? Amalei reish galusa leravuna. Ksiv it says, "Vayigach Yehoshua es Achan ben Zerach ves hakesef." He took some money, ves haderes, a cloak, a shirt, some kind of a mantle, ves loshan hazahav, some gold bar, v'yas banav, v'yas benosav, v'yas sharo, v'yas chamoro, v'yas tono, v'yas olo, v'yas kol shalo. Right? So that Gemara says like this. In hu chata, banav v'benosav ma'chatu. What did the kids do? So we said the kids knew and they didn't do anything, right? So amalei, ul tameich, im hu chata, kol yisrael ma'chatu. Yes, in kasha on the kids. What about the whole Klal Yisrael? V'diksiv, v'chol yisrael imo, Chayisal Imo, right, the whole, all of Jason was there, Ella, you didn't do anything wrong, Chayisal didn't do anything wrong, the kids didn't do anything wrong, so when Achan was killed, Elder Dosan, the whole Chayisal had to watch, basically this scared him, right, when you see someone get actually, the punishment gets actually carried out, it says, a shiver down this point, I better watch myself, that they're going to come after me next, Hachanami Kedeler Dosan, right, it was just, the whole thing was the kids and the wife, whether they, how much they should be responsible for, whatever they knew. But the point is, the Klal Yisrael didn't do anything wrong. The answer is, you're right, it's just a scare tactic, right, when they do this to kids. Take these bad teenagers to bring them to the jails, right? The best medicine sometimes, right? Best medicine. They see what happens to you when you cross the line, right? That's the same thing going on here. V'sarfu osam ba'esh, v'yitzkul osam ba'avanim. So the pasuk says that they burnt things from the cherem from Achan and something's meskila. So they're going to be tarti? You have to kill somebody twice? So Amar Ravina, no. Havar l'sreifa l'sreifa, havar l'skila l'skila. Whatever was roi, whatever could be burnt was burnt, like possessions, and the humans and maybe the animals, they got skila. Okay. Now the pasuk says v'era b'shalal adera shinar achas tova u'masayim shkalim kesef. Rav Amar itzla demilsa. Some very kind of fine, very, arguing about what the garment he took, what was it? So the first man, Rav says, it's the La Demilsa. It was some kind of very expensive cotton cloak. Rashi explains, when a baby goat was born, or a sheep, and they wanted to use the very good wool, the minute the baby was born, they would cover the sheep with like a protection, like a shirt, so that the wool never gets dirty. It's very classy, very good wool. This is what he stole. What do we have to know this for? Shmuel Amar, Sarbala de Tzrifa. What's Sarbala de Tzrifa? A different kind of spun garment. Okay? Vayitikum lefnei Hashem, and he spread them out in front of Hashem. Amar of Nachman, Bava chitvam lefnei makom. Yehoshua took these items and threw them at Hashem. Amar lefanov. He says to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, al ele tahore gruba shel Sanhedrin. This is because of these silly little items. The Rov of Sanhedrin got killed. The Chsiv, because it says, "V'yakum mehem anshei ha'ai kishloshim v'shisha ish." I hit about 36 people. V'tanya shloshim v'shisha mamish. It was exactly 36 people, right? Devi Reb Yehuda. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. Amar lo Reb Nechemya v'chishloshim v'shisha hayu. Well, it doesn't say it was 36 people. V'halo lo nemer ela kishloshim v'shisha ish. It was about 36 people. Ella ze Yar ben Menashe. It's only one person. It's Yar ben Menashe. Sheshakol kineged Ruba shel Sanhedrin, who was like Rove of the Sanhedrin, right? The Sanhedrin is 71, so 36 is already Rove, right? It doesn't mean that too many people died. If you look at the Torah, never is there an odd number given in the Torah, except for one place. It's always, if you look at the numbers of people that they count Klal Yisrael, it's always divisible by 50. As a matter of fact, of all the 12, only one's divisible, all the rest are divisible by 100. One's divisible by 50. But there's never an odd number in the Torah, except for one place. You know where the place is? One place.
Where is the Makar that he was thought to be the...
What?
Is there a Makar to the fact that he was... That great that he was...
Not that, I don't know. Because it's a little odd. 36 people? What kind of number is that? The Torah... This is Navi. But the Torah never has odd numbers like that. The one place that says
36 is the greater part of 71.
Yeah.
This is when Yeshua agonized over who's the greater part of the Sanhedrin, then he was actually the moment that he died.
Right.
A man who possessed surpassing wisdom.
Okay, said that.
Yeah, he's confidence, but I don't know about
that. Right. The one place is during the war with the four kings and the five kings. When Avram defeats 318 people. What kind of number is that? 318 people. So Rashi says it's Eliezer because Gematria 318. That fits. Yair is not the Gematria of 36. Not true. But it's the only place in the Torah we have such an odd number like that. Right? Rashi says, don't think it's true. It's really one person. Right? The army consisted of one person. What kind of numbers? 318? Torah never does that. Is it possible that of all the 12 tribes, there was not one odd number? Not right? Is that possible? The odds are against... No, Yaakov Kamenetsky has a whole thing on it, that it was rounded off. Is it possible with odd numbers? It's more likely that one out of those 12 were odd numbers. And then the Levim again, three more families are counted, no odd numbers? It's very unlikely. The answer is, because the Torah always writes in full numbers. Always. That's part of the drasha here. What kind of number is 36?
So they round up
and round down. Right, so 318, what kind of number is 318? The answer is, it's not, it's really one person. So here, if it's maybe it's true, Taka, 36 people died. It doesn't say 36, it says like 36. Right? By the Egel, it says, Kishlosh HaSalafim, about 3,000 people died. What do you mean about 3,000 people? So is it like, no one ever says a drasha over there. Parshas Kisisa. What?
Oh,
that's how many people died. About 3,000. Kishlosh, about 3,000.
3,900.
Right. So round up. But nobody there gets a drasha. Really, it was only this. And really, it was only that. But they take it at face value. Right? Okay. What are we up to? Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav. My dichsiv, what does it mean? Tachnunim yidaber rosh. Ba'ashiyane azos. Tachnunim yidaber rosh. The poor person speaks very softly. Zeh Moshe. That's Moshe. Ba'ashiyane azos. And the rich one speaks with azos. Zeh Yehoshua. That's Yehoshua. Right? Unbelievable Marsha. Marsha says that the reason why Moshe was rosh, he was poor, because so many miracles were done through him that he felt he used up all his zechusim. He felt like he was a poor man. Because so many things were done on his behalf, you know, Yaakov felt the same way. So many miracles were done for me, I'm katonti, I'm so small. Moshe felt the same way. Moshe's not going to talk with chutzpah. He felt like he was deserved nothing. He was getting nothing. Why? So many miracles were used up on his behalf. He's very quiet, he's very like a rush, like a poor man. Yeshua, that's not true. So Yeshua had much more, he's called a rich man. Yeshua had much more, he had much more gumption, he had much more ability to talk back. What chusin did he use up? That's what the Marsha says. Unbelievable vart. Why not? What? None. Very little. Abel Yeshua, Adayin lo nasu al yodo nisim. No nisim were done through him. Yada ba'atzmo shohitz matu zuchusav. His zuchusim were not diminished. Lochain ha'yona azus. Therefore, he enters back with azus, says the Yad Ramah. And then the Marsha has another part. He says Yoshua was given to capture the entire Israel. Moshe was just given tzichon and oh. Who's the richer one? Who's the richer person? Yoshua. He was given the whole country. Moshe was given one little thing. So Yoshua felt he was much more of a big shot. So Yeshua is the one who talks back with Azaz. Anyway, my timer, why? Why is Yeshua the Azaz? Because he threw the things up to Hashem and said, for this you're punishing us? For silly gold and a shirt, you're punishing us? Because he took him and threw him up at Hashem? Pinchas did the same thing. Like it says, Pinchas v'yapalel. Pinchas got up and vayipalel. Vayipalel is a strange word. It doesn't say vayispalel. Vayispalel means he davened. It's vayipalel. Pal means he judged. But say, Otah ha-magifa. The magifa stopped. Vamer v'lozer, vayispalel on them. El vayipalel. Malamech asa pulilos in kono. He did pulil. He had a judgment. He took Hashem to the Din Torah. He was judging Hashem. Kav yachol. Ba'v'chafim l'fnei ha-makom. He threw them at Hashem. What did he throw at Hashem? He threw Cosby and Zimri up at Hashem. He took the bodies. Threw them and said, "Amar l'fan Rabban Shalom, al elu yiblu esav rabba elf miyisrael." Because of these two people, you're going to kill 24,000 Jews. Because of these two rishayim. So the tziv, like it says, "Fiel meisiv v'magifa esav rabba elef." Right. Right. The Ben Yehuda says, what the Gemara means to ask is, your Pinchas was rewarded for that. He was rewarded for that azus, so to speak. So don't tell me that doing that to Hashem is azus. That can't be azus. Pinchas did the same thing. He was given a big reward. If doing that behavior, that's what the Gemara is meaning to drive at. If doing that behavior is a problem, then why was Pinchas rewarded? Obviously, there's nothing wrong with it. If you're right, you're right. Right? So if you're right, you're right. So Pinchas was right, he gets a big pat on the back. So don't tell me Yoshua was punished for that. That can't be. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elamehacha, from here. Lama havarta hevers amazeh es yarden. Why did you take us? Why did you cross us the yarden? So Gemara says, Moshe naim hemer amma. Moshe is the same thing. Lama hariosa, lama zeh. Why did you do this bad to us, Hashem? So that can't be either. Ela mehacha v'lu ha'alnu v'nasha v'eivra yarden. It's mashma that they preferred to stay in Eivra yarden. Made a statement like that. Wouldn't it be great if we could just stay here? So that's a little bit of a chutzpah thing to say. Hashem's giving you the land. You'd say, I really would rather stay over here. The Yomar Hashem Yoshua, kom lech, get up. Darash of Shila, Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Shalcha Akashim Yishalahem. In a way, Yoshua, you're even worse than me, than them. Ani Amarti, I said, V'haya B'avrucham Et Hayardin Tekimu. I said, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, put up the stones of, you know, that carved out all the mitzvos. Vatem richatem samach mil, and you went 60 mil away to do it. Basar denafik. So Tosfos asks, what do you want from Yeshua? What do you want from poor Yeshua? He was told to put on Har Evel, right? Har Grizim, or Har Evel. He was supposed to put them over there. So he came into Eretz Yisrael, it's 60 mil away. He wanted to put it there. What do you want from him? Right? Hashem makes it sound like I told you to do it here. You went over there. No. Hashem was told. So Tosfos is a very good question. What do you want from the guy? So Tosfos says there must have been two mountains with the same name, and Yeshua picked the wrong one. That begs the question: what do you want from him? He didn't know. He didn't do anything wrong. He made a mistake. If this one or that one, I'll do that one. He didn't know. This is a difficult Gemara here. Anyway, Basa Danafik Okim Ravamor Alei. After they left, they darshened V'darash Kasher Tiva Hashem Es Moshe Avdi Kain Tiva Moshe Et Yoshua V'Chein Asi Yoshua Lo Hitzir Davar Mikol Asher Tiva Hashem Es Moshe. Can't be that Yoshua did anything wrong. He did exactly what Moshe said to do. Whatever Moshe said, Yoshua listened word for word. Can't be that Yoshua did anything wrong. Im Kain Matam Adlamar Komlech. If so, why did Hashem speak to Yoshua in that kind of lashon, like a little bit of a rebuke? If Yoshua Taka did nothing wrong, so Amalei Ata Garamta Lehem. It's your fault, Yoshua. You caused Achan to die. Why? Kumlech, we'll say in a minute what that means. Kumlech, get up. Amalei Ata Garamta Lehem. It's your fault. I just read that. Okay, I'm sorry. What they mean is, who said to make a cherem? Who I never said to make a cherem. You're sure you didn't made it up on your own. You did it by yourself. You thought Moshe made a cherem once and with Sichon and all whatever. Who made up a cherem? With Eliezer, with Elazar and Parshas Matos, there's a cherem. Who? What did you make a cherem for? You made a cherem. Achan violated it, and look what happened. So really, it's your fault. That was the rebuke. Right, you guys should be so machmir and make such rules. What did you do? Who said? For what reason? So he said like this: Vahi beyoz Yoshua b'Yericho, when he was in Yericho, v'yisa eina v'yar, he saw a man, and the man said, "Biyomer." This is Gemara, same Gemara that we have in Megillah. Lo, no, ki ani sar tzva Hashem, ata basi. I'm a messenger of Hashem. I'm a malach. V'yipol Yeshua panav arta v'yishtachu. So the Gemara says, Hechi Avin, guy walks into your house and he says, "By the way, I'm a malach." Hechi Avin Hachi, how could he believe him? From Rav Yochanan, Asola Adam Chit and Shalom Lachaver Balayla. You can't give a shalom to a total stranger, even to your friend at night. Chayshinan Shema Shadehu. Maybe he's a shade. I mean, how do you know he's a? So you can't give shalom to a shade, right? Don't worry. Tosas already says this only applies when you're out in the fields, out in nowhere's land. When it can't be that Tulsa says this doesn't apply in the city. You walk in, you go into my room and you bump into your friend at night, you're allowed to say hello to him. Doesn't know what it means. It means in the fields, when you're out by yourself with the shade of my roaming, there you have to worry about it. In the city, it doesn't apply. So where was Yoshua? He was in the battle camp. He was in nowhere's land. Right? Okay. And then the Aruch Haner says, but if you are in the fields, we had this Gemara, if you see the shadow, then you know it's not a shade. The shade doesn't have shadows. Okay. What? Shiny Hasam, so here it's different. No, the guy said, I'm a Sar Hashem. So the Gemara says, "V'dilma mashakri." Maybe the sheikh was lying, and he said, "I'm Hashem's servant, and I'm really a sheikh." So the Gemara says, "No, Gemara, we have a tradition: d'lo mafki shem shemayim levatala. A sheikh will never claim to be God, to be a good person. Never claim, never lie like that. And say, I'm a tzar of Hashem. Never do it." Amalei. So the sheikh says to Yehoshua, "Emesh, last night bitaltem tamid shel bein harbayim. Last night you didn't bring the tamid shel bein harbayim." The achshav, and now bitaltem talmud Torah, and now you're being mevatel learning. You're not learning. So two things you did wrong. First of all, you didn't bring the talmud shabbayin arbayim. Second of all, you're not learning. Now, first of all, Tosa says, doesn't say it here. He says it in Megillah that the reason why they didn't, why didn't they taka bring the talmud shabbayin arbayim? Why not? They had a mishkan. Wherever they were, give on wherever they were, give on whatever it is. Why did they bring it? Why did they bring the Talmud Shabbayin Arbayim? Why not? What? The Kahanim didn't go to war. That's what Tosa says. The Kahanim didn't go. So why can't they bring it? So Tosa says it's true. The Kahanim didn't go to war, but the Aron did. You can't bring the Karbanos if the Aron's not there. The Aron would be taken out in battle, so they couldn't. So if they couldn't bring it, what do you want from them? They're Pater. It's a Patur. When the Plishim stole the Aron, are they chayav to bring Karbanos? Not allowed now. The Aron's not here. Right?
So is the Aron? The Aron was in battle with them?
Yeah, is in battle with them? That's the best weapon of all. Right? So what do you want from them? That's the Kasha. It's a good Kasha.
Is that before Mechamas?
What? The Rashba says, what?
It goes before
the
Mechamas until
Shiloh? I think so. They used to take the Aron with them. The Mashah, who's it? The Mashah. The Rashba says, because there were no Yisraelim there to have Mamados. That's also wild. There's no Yisraelim there, right? The Kahanim are there, Levi, they're not going into battle. They're the priests. What about the Ma'amados? They weren't there. They're in the battle, so they couldn't bring Karbanos. It's very difficult, Gemara. Anyway, regarding Bittul Torah, very, 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 very machmir, is it possible to assume that Yeshua wasn't learning Torah? He's sitting in the study. The angel walks in and says, two things I have to tell you. First of all, he didn't bring the carbon. Second of all, you're being Batar right now. So what was he doing, Yehoshua? What was he doing? All the Mepharshim said, of course he was learning. Of course he was learning. Listen to the next line. Alezim hem batza, why are you here? So it's fine. You have two criticisms against me. Which one are you here for? So I'm Alei, Ata Basi. I'm here for the Atta right now. Right now you're being Batal Torah. He went into the valley. He went to go learn in the depths of Halacha. So what was he doing till then? Right? What was he doing till then? He was sitting in his study with nothing to do. What was he doing till then? So all the Mepharshim say, of course he was learning. Of course Yeshua was learning. There was nothing else to do. The thing is, he wasn't learning so be'ian. Why? Because it's still a war. No, that's what they say. It's bittul Torah in quality. If you can do more and you settle for less, that's bittul Torah. It's a very frum view of bittul Torah. Nice, I'm learning, right? It's also no good. The answer is yes, it's also no good. If you can do more, if you can excel more in Torah and you settle for just being mavis edja, I say tell them all day long. Say tell them it's wonderful. All day long after you tell them. You can't learn better than that. If you can't, then great. Saying Tehillim is better than watching TV. No question about it. But you can't learn Yom HaSedra. You can't learn Mishnayis. If you can't, you can't. If what if you can? Then it's Bittul Torah. It's a massive idea. Bittul Torah in quality. If you're just wasting time, you know, playing video games, that's Bittul Torah in quantity. Right? That's a separate thing. Bittul Torah in quality. That's what he was bothering you. You sure? You're being Mavis Sedra? You can do better than that. Mavis Sedra is important, 100%. But you can do better than that. So that's a criticism. What does Yeshua do? They bring the riot. He went to the Amukah Shehalacha. He went to learn Be'iyo now. Really, really delve. Until then, he wasn't delving. Why? There's a war on. I don't want to be so distracted. I'll be a little distracted. I'll learn light things. That's a criticism. It's an unbelievable idea. All brought down from this. Unbelievable idea. Okay. Amar Shmuel Bar Unya Mishmei Derav Gadol Talmud Torah Yosi Me'akrovas Tamidim. That you see from here, the Talmud Torah is even greater than bringing Korbanos. Shenemar Atabasi. Right? Now I'm coming. There were two things I said, but I'm only coming for one. Why? It's the greater one. No, but he said that. But you didn't bring the carbon exactly. But you didn't bring a Bein Harbayim, so you should have come then. Why do you wait till the night? Because this is worse. So you see from here that Talmud Torah is greater than bringing karbanos, right? Amalei Abayler of Dimi Haikra B'Marava B'Mai Mukmisalei. What do you do with this? What do you do with this pasuk over there in the Marava in the west? What do you do with that pasuk? So 1 minute. Yeah, the Ben Yehuda has a whole thing over here, that Rav Dimi was the person that used to come back and forth from Eretz Yisrael and Bravel and bring different varts. So he says that in Bava Metzia, the Gemara says that Rav Dimi said to Abaya that the people in Eretz Yisrael are very nizer in... Yeah, well, let's go. Hey, what did he do with this pasuk? So it says, Al teite l'riv mehar pen matase b'achrisa b'hichlim oscha ra'av r'yecha rivis r'yecha v'sod acher al togel. Whole long pasuk there from Yecheskel. B'shashal al Kadosh Baruch Hu Yecheskel. When Hashem said to Yecheskel, Lech emor lehem, Yisrael, go tell the Bnei Yisrael, Avicha emori, your father's an emori, V'yamecha chitis, and your mother's from chitis. Right? Right? Rashi says, where's that Rashi? Rashi says in the Rashi of Avicha, where is that Rashi? What? Terach va'avosav miknan hayu. Terach and your father was from Canaan. That's completely not true. Terach was not from Canaan. Terach was from Choron. Right? So it means Maisa. It must mean that. Rashi would not have written an incorrect statement. It must be Maisa Canaan, right? Amra, this is a very strange Gemara. Amra ruach piskonis of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the angels says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'on Shalom, if you, im yaviyu Avram v'sara, v'amdil fanecha, if Sarah and Avram were standing right here in front of you, Ata Omalahem Umachlam al Sam, Rivcha Rivis Riacha Vatarachar al Togel. Would you embarrass them like that? You call your father, meaning Avram Avinu, you call him a goy? You call Sari Imenu a chitis? Would you do that if they were in front of you, Hashem? To badmouth them behind their back, that's what? Would you do that? Right, that was the Nevuah that Yecheskel. So the Malach gets all upset and says, Hashem, well, that's how you talk about Avram and Sarah? Right? The Meiri says, you see from here, if you're ever giving anybody Musar, you don't mention the parents. Don't bring the Mishpach into it. And gotta give them Musar. Give them all the Musar you want. What are you bringing the parents into it for? And it's really because your parents' fault, because your father did that, that you don't say. Why? Because the Malach comes and complains, Tasha, how could you call Sarah a goy? And Avram a goy? The Amori? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara doesn't bother with that. What, an angel allowed to talk back to Hashem like this? Such reshus to talk back to Hashem? And yes, the Amar of Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Shalosh Emes Yeshlo. The Malach Gavriel, which we assume this was, has three names. Piskin, Itmon, and Sigron. Piskin, what does Piskin mean? Sheposik, Dvarim, Klapi, Malach. He speaks up at Hashem. Itmon, Mishaotim, Advonotim, Shal Yisrael. He tries to cover over the sins of Klal Yisrael. And Sigron, Kivan Shesoger, once it's over, Shuvein Oposech. Once he stops getting permission to speak, nothing more he could say. Yarach Shuach Lobatzar, Amar Balazar, Olo Yaktim Adam Tfil Tzara. You should daven before you need to daven. Right? Daven before the Tzara comes. Not when the Tzara comes. Then everyone all of a sudden is such a big davener. Daven before the Tzara comes. Shel Male, what? It's all true, right? Only when someone... Then all of a sudden the big daveners. But beforehand, then they daven like Asher. But beforehand, so don't do that. Daven before you need it. Why? Shall Mole hiktam Avram l'tfilah tzara bein beis el ubein ha'ai? An Avram not davened for Klal Yisrael. In Parshas Lech Lecha. For the battle of Ai, lo nishtar mitzaneim shal Yisrael saru dupalit. There'd be no saru dupalit that would have remained... No Jew would have remained in the battle of Ai. The odds of against them... And Rashi there and said, Lech Lecha says, he davened here for the future battle of Ai. Why did he do that? He didn't need to do that now. Because you can daven for things before you need them. Rosh Lakish Amar Kol Maimitz Atzum B'Tfilah, whoever strengthens himself in davening, Malmata, here in this world, Ein Lo Tzar Malmata, they have no problems in the next world. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, L'Olam Yivakish Adam Rachamim, a person should be Mivakish Rachim, Shiyukol HaMams in his Kocho, anyone who strengthens his strength, V'Al Yiyu Lo Tzar Malmata, they have no problems from above. Now, how do you know that if someone does vidui, it's accepted? So the Gemara says like this, Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Shechipa Lo Vidov, how do you know that Achan himself did Vidui, Shenemar, like it says, V'yomer Lo Yoshua, Ma'achar Tanu Yarech Hashem HaYom HaZeh, HaYom HaZeh Ata Achor, today you're despised, V'yata Achor Olam HaBa, you're not going to be despised in the next world, why not? Because he got Kapara. Uksiv, and it says, U'b'nezerach, Zimri, V'esam, V'heman, V'kilkel, V'darda, Kulam Chamisha. Zerach in this Pasuk is really, Zimri in this Pasuk is really Achan. And it says, the five sons. My kulam chamisha, why are you emphasizing five? I know how to count myself. What does it mean? Kulam chamisha hei l'olam haba. They all got l'olam haba, all five. Now, this pasuk is k'siv zimri, but k'siv achon, he's called both. So Rabbi Shmuel, chadam, achon shom, his real name was achon, v'olam nekosh was zimri, why was he called zimri? Shasam, I said zimri. He acted like zimri acted, right? Very low, very low. Chadam, zimri shmo, his name was zimri, v'olam nekosh was achon, she'ichin in vonosei in shal Yisrael, because he caused the Jewish people to get bitten like a snake. Okay. In any day, Lizvados, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lirakos Atzman. Right, Rabbi Yehuda said, a guy's allowed to say, running out of time. A guy's allowed to say, I myself am innocent. Right? And then they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no, he can't say that. It's gonna look bad on the bastard. Look bad on the witnesses. So, Binako Atzman, big deal. Let him try to say that. Let him try to say, what do we care? So the Gemara says, no, Kadesh Lahoti Laz al Bate Dinim. We don't want to make a Laz on the Bezdin, Vial Ha'edim, or on the Edim. Tana Rabbanan, listen to the story. Maitse Ba'adam Echad, there was once a guy, Shiotzali Hareg, he was going out to be killed. Amar, he said, Im Yeshbi Avonzeh, if I'm guilty, Lo Tehe Misasi Kapara Lachol Avonosai. This death should not be a Kapara for anything I've ever done wrong. Nobody's perfect. Should never be a kapara for anything I've ever done wrong. V'im ein bi avon zeh, and if I don't have this avon on me, dehei misasi kapara l'chol avon osai, it should be a kapara for me, v'chol ubezdin, v'chol Yisrael, munakin, everybody else should be free, I have no tainus on the bezdin, v'edim, those edim who lied, lo dehei lehem mechila l'olam. They should never have a mechila. They should never have a mechila for this, putting me to death innocently. When the Chacham heard this, Amru, they said, "Lahav zeh yafshar. We can't take this back. There's a Gemar Din. Shekvar gnegru zera eli yahareg. What are we going to do? We're going to put him to death. V'yekol tovah b'tavri edim, and there's going to be a suspicion hanging on the edim's neck for the rest of their lives. So the Gemara says, "Pshita kol kamine. Why are we even entertaining this guy? Everyone's going to say that. So the Gemara says, "No, lo tzricha de kahadri b'husadi." The witnesses themselves said it was a scam. The witnesses themselves said it was a scam. So the Gemara says, too bad. Once they gave Edus, they can't take it back. So the Gemara says, even though they gave reasons why they should take it back, we still can't undo it, and the guy went to get killed. Now, it says in parentheses, ki hahu maisa de boy michsa. This was a story with michsa. With boy. His mixer was a tax collector. This person who went out to be killed was the son of Rav Shimon ben Shetach. This is the person. What's the story? There was a guy named Baya, who was a tax collector, who was a pretty big Russia, and there was also a guy by the name of, there was a big tzaddik, and they both died the same day. This is in the Rashi, it's a gigantic Rashi, it tells the whole story. We'll tell it in 1 minute. There was this guy, Baya, who was a tax collector, a big Russia, and there was a big tzaddik. They both died on the same day. Somehow there were bandits, the whole story. There was a big mix up and the coffins got mixed up and the Chacham was buried like this Rasha and the Rasha was buried like the Chacham. There was a Talmud of the Chacham and he said, why did my Rebbe deserve to be buried like a Rasha? He's the only one who knew that the coffins got mixed up. So why did he deserve it? So that night there was a dream and the Chacham came to him in a dream and he said, you know what? I deserved it because one time they were making fun of Talmid Chacham and I didn't say anything. And the reason why this guy was zochet such a good kavura was because one time he invited the king to come to his house and there was a big party and the king didn't show up and he took all the food and he gave it to the poor people. What a big zechus. So for that zechus, but don't worry, I'm in Gan Eden, he's in Gehenna. Don't worry about it. So the guy, the Talmud asks him, well, how long is he going to stay in Gehenna? He says, until Shem ben Shetach rights the wrong. What wrong? There were these 80 women that were in Ashkelon and they were witches. And Shimon ben Shetach came and exposed them, and they were all killed the same day. We're going to have the Gemara later in the week. And the family of the witches that were killed made a plot to get back at Shimon ben Shetach, and they made a slander on his son. And they said, Edus that his son committed a crime, and his son had to be killed. And this is the story of the son saying, and if I'm right, if I'm right, then there should be a kapara. And if they're wrong, I'll never forgive those Edom. And those are the two Edom. And then the Edom admitted that they were paid off to give a lie, but it's too late, and the son of Shem Meshedach was killed. That's the story. And we'll resume here tomorrow at the Mishnah. Everyone have a good day.